Good morning. We are in the middle of tax-free week, and we've been doing some stories on it, and there's been some changes, although I still think, I don't know why electronics can't be allowed, but I think the limit is now from $100 to $300 items. I don't know, we'll get all the details, but we like to check in when we can with Liz Ackerman from the Shops at Farmington Valley, joining us here on Brian & Company. Liz, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. Thanks so much for having me.
So what the details are, like, you can get Is the total can be up to $300, or you can buy single items up to $300 and have no sales tax?
It is a single item up to $300. But this year, the big news, like, is it includes backpacks, it includes belts, it includes cleats. And what we see are, like, people buying sneakers, right? You know, because sneakers now are
expensive,
depending on the age of your child or your own age, $150, $200.
So do you see, like, is there, I mean, obviously it is back to school time. Is there a visible difference, or is there a foot traffic change, like, this week?
Yes, definitely this week. It started on Sunday, and we saw, you know, more families, like the families buying the shoes, like with the three little kids going into the shoe store, you know, lots of families on Sunday morning. I remember those days when you go back to school and your family was buying shoes. That was like the big moment. And Dick's, definitely with the soccer and the sports.
Yeah.
Definitely saw an uptick this week. And then we see the college kids coming in, like, to buy fleeces and, you know, those slightly larger ticket items because they know they're going back to school too.
You know, I have a bunch of, like, retail-y questions. I mean, does this create more purchasing, or is it just pull-up demand?
I think it does pull up demand. It's about the back-to-school season, I think, as much as anything, which a lot of people don't know, but it's the second biggest shopping season of the year, bigger than you think, you know, only second to December holidays. And so people are excited to come out. And as the weather starts to change, which it's been, people are looking like, oh, maybe I need a sweater. Maybe I need this. So I think it heightens the demand this time of year, for sure.
We're talking with Liz Ackerman from the Shops at Farmington Valley. You know, and the retailers obviously, you know, they cater to this whole thing marketing wise. I'm just curious. I mean, I don't know how many years you've been there, but, you know, I think that places like yours are great economic indicators, right? I mean, how are things going? I know you have to be sunshine and daisies, and I know they're all your children, but I mean, relatively speaking, can you give us any sort of economic insight?
Sure. Well, I've been here 8 years and seen, you know, everything from the 2020 year and beyond. And families are being smart. They're not scared. Spending per child, you know, they're choosing what they buy, and they're being a little more, and they might educate themselves a little online, but when they want to come out and purchase something, they are doing that in person because of the experience, and especially with back to school, it's like a tradition, right? You know, when you want to get something online, it's like you need that white shirt for your child's concert. You might have to buy that online if you can't find it in the store or you need it last minute. But they love coming in just the moment of it, right, of the back-to-school shopping.
Well, I mean, I'm just curious because it seems like people want to go back to a little more analog, right? I think that people are looking for more human-to-human interaction. It seems like that we've sort of, a lot of people are hitting the technology wall. Like, I mean, I don't like to order stuff like pants. Like, shoes now, I know my size. But, like, when it comes to clothing, I kind of want to touch, feel it, and maybe even try it on. But I'm wondering if, you know, people have sort of come full circle and just want to walk around and look at stuff again.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're seeing, the discovery of it, right? And to your point, touching and feeling things. And even the shoes, sometimes what's online isn't exactly what you get when you get it at home. So then there's the having to return it. I think people are equally as tired about the having to return idea, even though it might be exactly what you've bought before, but retail is also too. Sometimes they change their styles and things fit differently. So we are seeing people want the connection with the store teams. Like, we're lucky here. A lot of our teams have been here a really long time. They live in our area and they know people, and it's like a moment. Like, those store teams are a constant, right? And, you know, I think of constants in this world, like, people change jobs all the time, but a lot of the times you come here, you see the same people. Maybe they know what you wear, maybe they know what you like, or they might call you and say, so-and-so this item came in, a new dress. I could think of White House Black Market does that all the time. They'll call their customer and let them know that this is something I think you'd like. So I think there is the personalization factor and the human contact for sure. I mean, digitally, we're on our phones and our computers all the time.
Yeah. Is there anything particularly, you try to share the love equally, and I understand, but I try to get some idea of like what's anything particularly hot right now in terms of store or items?
I think that the sneakers are the big thing still. People are wearing sneakers to work. They're wearing sneakers to school. And then I see the fleeces, a lot of like lightweight jacket type things going out, whether it's FP Movement's newest fleece or Dick's has like several different lines of, because the kids go to school and they don't like, after you get into middle school, they don't like wearing a heavy coat, but right. They still have to go to the bus stop and they want something that's going to keep them warm in the school, or maybe they could take it off easily on like a jacket. So I see those types of things being really big this year. And that's what we see people are buying too. You know, I pop in and out of the stores and kind of have an eye on what's going on.
Yeah. How's the Barnes & Noble?
You know what? So funny. Barnes & Noble crushes it here. Because since Waterstone took them over, one of the big things that they do is they ask their in-store teams to pick what they like and put it on the shelves. And those are the things they focus on is what each store team enjoys reading. Like for us, it's like this romance fiction literature. That's one of those that's really huge here. There's a lot of history in our Barnes & Noble that our customer is drawn to. And, you know, we have a really big Barnes & Noble that just feels like going into a department store. You can get lost in there for days. And so this store and the Barnes & Noble brand has done really well in the last few years. And they keep expanding and changing, which you thought, you know, a few years ago, Barnes & Noble wouldn't be here because of Amazon and books and other things. But it's been the opposite the last few years.
Yeah, I'm really
happy to see that.
Yeah, I am too. And the one, you know, they're moving one into West Farms and the one at Blueback does really well. And I think people just, I don't know, the coffee shop element is really important too. Anything else for people to know as we go through this week with all the opportunities to save a little money for the, and anybody who you can shop now too. It doesn't just have to be quote unquote back to school. They don't check student IDs,
it's true.
Right?
Yes. Yeah, I know. Well, it's like the back to school and the tax year, it's like when moms are coming shopping, they're like, oh, I can get something for myself too. You know, and we do see that going on. We just opened Shake Shack here, so you can also come here for lunch as well.
Nice.
But the Stanley Cup, I have to say one thing on the Stanley Cup. I was excited to hear that today. My daughter actually met Phil, the Stanley Cup guy, a few years ago and got some photos with that. So I sent her a text that he's going to be in Hartford.
Well, that's
so
cool.
Thank you for shouting that out.
Yeah, he's the guy who wears the white glove and everything who goes everywhere with it, right?
Yeah, he's the keeper of the cup.
Yeah, so cool. What a great job.
So cool. I'm like, I want that job. Exactly. He's from Toronto, tours around the country. Yeah, I have this super cute picture of my daughter when she was little with him and the cup.
Oh, that's awesome.
So thanks for sharing that.
Yeah,
and Ben Stiller in Connecticut. Like, good things are happening.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm glad you're listening, Liz. Tell your friends.
Every day, Brian. Every day on my ride to work. Seriously.
I love it. Have a great day and hope everything goes great for everybody this week.
All right. Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
All right. Liz Ackerman again, shops at Farmington Valley.